You guys know I'm crazy about Audible because it offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Audible really is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, with female writers and heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks. Audible has you covered for any type of excitement that you're looking for. In fact, right now I'm listening to The Second Husband by Kate White. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. That's audible.com/realitylife or text realitylife to 500-500. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Reality Life with Kate Casey. A great week in TV. Vanderpump Rules last night was amazing. And this weekend I got a tip off of Lala Kent's boyfriend. So if you want to know who it is, send me a note and I can tell you the name. And I've also just been told that if you go back and listen to her interview with Nick Ritchie, his podcast, that she's sounds a little bit out of control and it's super juicy. So I'm going to be doing that on my ride home back to Orange County today for sure. This week's episode, I have two friends from DC that are going to talk to me about reality shows. Kirsten is going to talk to me about a new show that I just started watching called Arranged, about arranged marriages, which is really good. And Sister Wives, which, you know, I'm obsessed with all shows about Mormons. In fact, I got to get somebody on here to help me talk about a show called My Five Wives, which was about a man in Utah who had five wives. But unlike Sister Wives, these women were openly discussed their hatred for another. So someone reach out to me if they want to talk about that show. But anyway, there are two sisters on Sister Wives who got married, and I did the work of for all of you and looked up their wedding registries. So I'm going to go through what I found. And then Chad works on The Hill, and I made him watch an episode, my favorite episode of reality television. It was season 7, episode 14 of The Real Housewives of Orange County, and it's the episode when Alexis had a birthday party for her daughters. It was a puppies and princesses theme party, and it is, dare I say, glorious. So prepare yourself for that. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I actually lived in D.C. for a while. I went to college there and then worked there for a little while afterward. But one of the fun facts that I discussed at my wedding is that I was a White House intern. In fact, I think I might be one of the youngest White House interns in history, because technically you're not supposed to be an intern till you're a junior. But I was an intern twice. And my first internship was when I was a freshman. I worked for an alumnus of my high school, and he was the press secretary for Vice President Gore's Reinventing Government project, which basically did away with the federal deficit, eliminating government programs. So first I worked there, and then when I was a junior, I got an internship working for the press office. And the job that they gave me was to come to the White House at 5 o'clock in the morning, go to the old executive building, and to cut newspaper articles for the president. Anything having to do with the administration, I'd have to cut newspaper articles from throughout the entire country. So picture yourself walking into a room covered in newspapers, and I was by myself. And you'd have to cut the newspaper article out and make a copy of it. Like, this is way before copy and paste days. And if I made any smudge marks, the gentleman that I worked for would make me redo copies, which I'm like, I don't cry it a lot, but sometimes I would cry because I wanted to shoot myself. So the funny thing is that I was so poor. I had a full-time course load. I worked waiting tables, and then I had this internship. And sometimes I was so tired or I had schoolwork that I would not show up to my internship because I'm not getting paid. It was awful work, and it was so boring. I mean, I would do the clips, but then after I did the clips, I would have to go into the Oval Office and I would drop off the newspaper stack or the copies of the newspapers for the president and then for all of his staff. So two things that were funny were that my roommate, Maura, who is Chad's wife, you've talked to her before or heard her before on the podcast, she would call me out sick all the time. And she's got a real thick Boston accent. So the guy I work for, his name was Dag Vega, D-A-G Vega, V-E-G-A. And she would call him all the time and say, Dag, it's Maura. Hey, I swear to God, she can't come in today. She's wicked sick. And after a while, I think this guy was just like, I hate this girl. Like, I don't even know if they let interns from Trinity even work there anymore after me. So if somebody could track him down, I would like to know if he still hates me. And the other thing is that it was just before the Monica Lewinsky story broke. So here I was dropping clips off in the Oval Office, and Monica was circling the drain, like right around me, and I had no idea. And then 2 months later, I spoke at this Democratic caucus meeting. I was on C-SPAN, and I sat next to Ted Kennedy. It was like a big, big deal. And then in the newspapers the next day, all it said was a young woman around the age of Monica Lewinsky. So my life was destroyed at that time by Monica Lewinsky. And I would love to know what's happening to Dag Vega and if he ever thinks about me and wants to wring my neck. So here's another episode. With four daughters and two on a dance team, I can tell you we go through a lot of mascara in my house. But I'm crazy about L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara, which catches every lash from corner to corner for maximum volume. If you're looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank, this is yours. The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. I've been using it for about 2 weeks now, and I feel like my eye has completely opened up, and the girls are crazy about it too. They've got a tapered brush to catch every lash, one of the best mascara wands that I've ever used. And like I said, this luxe appearance of this gold package, you gotta get it. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara. You're going to love it. Hi, guys. I'm back with Heather McDonald.
Hello.
You know, by the way, I had two guests this week from D.C., and we just returned from D.C.
I know.
That was a good time.
I know. And now, who knows? Maybe Kanye will be there for the inauguration.
What do you think his position's going to be if he was given a position?
God.
I say Secretary of Necklaces.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Yeah.
I think he might perform. I think that's what this conversation is about.
You know what? That's actually smart for him to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's smart.
Or they...
He's going to get so much publicity out of that.
And he lasts if he needs it.
Well, no, it's good.
I mean, if he needs somebody...
He can't be that sick because, look, he's at the inauguration. He looks great. No, he doesn't look great. He looks a little chubby. He's got to lose a couple pounds before then and get rid of the blonde hair. He'll be fine. That's actually smart.
Are we talking about Trump or
Kanye? He has his hair dyed.
Because Trump's hair is blonde now. It's very blonde. It's almost like platinum. It's the color has changed a lot.
I think the stress is making his hair go from like radon yellow into white.
I just watched The View this morning, and it's rare that I have that opportunity to watch it.
Yeah.
And, those ladies, you know, they're on fire. Joy is really on fire.
Oh, they're still talking about the
election? Oh, yeah, every day they talk about it. It's like...
Is Candace Bure still there? Cameron Bure?
She's leaving.
I know, but she's still on the show
no.
today.
Oh. No, I don't even know who's a regular anymore.
Yeah.
It's always Joy and Whoopi, thank God, because they're good.
Right.
And then there's this, like, pretty black woman who I think is sort of conservative because she's, like, fighting with him. Then there's this other girl who's blonde, and I don't know what she is. And then there's a brunette who's white who is a little in the middle.
This is a mess, the show.
That's kind of entertaining, whatever.
Maybe you should go on there.
I've been trying for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So there, it just is good. It's just around the corner.
God, wouldn't that be great?
But, you know, Joy Behar was talking about doing stand-up and everything. I'm like, first of all, Joy Behar is like 74 years old.
She looks good.
She looks really good.
She looks really good, yeah.
I want to know who did her work. There's got to have been some work done.
Incredible.
It's very appropriate.
Wow.
And she's still doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And she's on the show. And she's like, you know what? This is I get stressed about stand-up. Not this show. I'm like, yeah, I can tell, but it's great. Like, I'd like to be her. I'd like to be Joy Behar.
So one of the things that we love to talk about with each other is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which just premiered.
Yes, it did just premiere. I did watch it.
Okay.
I felt like it was a lot, you know, first, most of the episode was, this is what you're going to see this season. Okay, the preview. Yeah. And it felt all about luxury and trips. They go on about 15 trips this season, it looks like.
And everyone's given a gift on the first season by their husband.
Oh, yes.
But like an unreasonably expensive gift.
That's why I said if I've ever gotten the Housewives, it's got to coordinate with when our lease is up.
Right.
So then we would have gotten a car anyway.
Yes.
And then I have to act surprised.
Right. Even though
you know
discussed
what? We did
it.
That once. We did that once just to torment Peter's family.
That's funny.
We acted like it was a surprise, but we had totally gotten it like days before. And so it was Christmas.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
And then I'm like... So then I got a card, like a box, and I'm like, what? What? A Lexus key? What? I've been driving it for 2 weeks. What? And then, like, we'd put a bow on it and just to act like we're like this adorable couple, which wasn't at all the case.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So we did it, and no one was filming. We reenacted, you know, how did you know I wanted red leather interior, you Harry Hamlin, you?
Why does she always call him by his full name?
Because that's his name. It's Harry Hamlin. He's been Harry Hamlin for 59 years.
You know what? I shouldn't say that because people actually call me by my full name, Kate Casey. I'm never really Kate. Yeah, that's true. Most people call me that.
There were so many Heathers in my class when I was in high school that I didn't answer to Heather until about the third year of college. You'd have to say Heather McDonald.
Oh, I think that you should have gone by Mac or something cool.
I couldn't because that's what my crazy sister went by.
That's
her license
that's right.
plate was Rad Mac.
Okay.
And then my dad said that was the biggest mistake that we ever did was get her that personalized license plate because she felt she had something to live up to.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right. What do you think of the new house?
License plates are kind of out. Yeah,
they are. What do you think of the new housewife, Dorit? Thoughts?
Well, I thought it was kind of crazy how when she sat down to have dinner at the pump with Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle, that she said, I've never been attracted to attractive men, ever. You could give me the most attractive man and I wouldn't be interested. I'd say, show me someone ugly. And that's how I fell in love with my husband. That's basically what she said. Her husband's sitting next to her.
Horrible.
And she's basically like, I've never been attracted to people that are visually beautiful.
Well, I mentioned it. My friend who trains me, she trained Dorit when she lived in New York. And she said she was really, after the first baby, she was really overweight. She could barely make it through half a session. But she talked nonstop about her husband.
So that love and passion
that's
is
true.
Real.
That's
good
real.
For them.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe it. I just thought it was a weird... It's like, let's talk about the elephant in the room. I'm with someone unattractive. I know you're thinking I'm a gold digger.
That's true.
But I'm not. Because since the time I was 4, I went for the ugliest preschool in the classroom.
And he's
and
just
that's why I ended
with
up
it.
With this person. Yeah. So it's not about his money. It's just, this is my type. I want you guys all to know.
Yeah.
And maybe it is.
I don't like it when people use over-the-top trendy names. Her kids' names are Jagger and Phoenix. I don't know. It's a bit much. It's a bit much.
You know, this girl in high school one time wrote, of course your sons are named Drake and Brandon. That's so you. So I guess she thought
really?
They were sort of like trendy. Huh? Not really, though, because Brandon's been around forever. And Drake is a very classic name. I mean, now people think, you know,
strange.
Now I'm sure there's a bunch of pregnant teens naming their sons Drake because of Drake the singer. But
Brandon is so normal.
Yeah. It's not that cute of
a
name.
It's an Irish name. Look, it's not like
I didn't want it.
It's not like you name your children like Stone Phillips and Wolf Blitzer.
I actually wanted Brody and Peter wanted Brandon. And that was before the Jenner boys had ever had Prince of Malibu.
Right.
I just liked both those names.
Well, that
and
was
so
the
then
maker.
I let Peter have Brandon.
Hmm.
And then he wanted it to be Brandon Alexander.
That's nice.
Dobias. And I said his initials will spell
bad.
And
yeah.
That is too. That's where my dad came in my head.
You know,
he's going to live up to it.
It's a good point because
my initials is Ham.
Well, that's okay, but I
had to live up to it.
I gave birth to a little girl. I named her Hayes. I was going to name her Hayes Olivia, but her last name starts with an R, so her initials would have been whore.
Oh. Right. Again, you didn't want her to have to live up to
no,
that.
No, I did not. No, that's my 30%, actually.
I love that.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about Housewives. Lisa Rinna.
Yes.
I think that she looks like she's so petrified of Lisa Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump's coming for a doll.
I mean, she's just scared. And Erica Jane has this birthday party.
Well, we're not talking about the newest housewife.
I know, but we're
Harrison. Lisa Vanderpump's new dog.
Oh, I don't care about her dogs. It's just so stupid. I don't care about dogs. It's not, they're not housewives. I don't care about a dog.
All right,
it's
fine.
Too much. So at that, Erica Gina's birthday party, they don't have the rights to play any other music. So she can only play her own music at that party. And they have no food. Why didn't she have any food? She has all that money. She didn't have food for anybody.
What about her entourage of gay guys? How much? Now, look, gay guys don't. If you're a good-looking gay guy, I don't think you're having a hard time getting fresh dick anyway. But do you imagine the gay guys that are in her entourage on the show, dicks just must be thrown at them right and left.
Totally.
Dying to go to an Erica Jane party.
Yeah.
And then being like, do you know who I just fucked last night?
Ugh.
Pat the Puss Guy. Or
did you see
the makeup artist? Did you see the guy that was doing Erica's extensions? Yeah, I sucked him off last night at the Abbey.
Like, you I think you're probably right. Yeah, that's like the hierarchy.
That is like a hierarchy. Like, if you're like, I'm fucking someone in the Erica Jane entourage, I might be invited to a party. I might be able to go see her 12-minute show in San Diego. I might.
If there was like a West Side Story fight in the street between Erica Jane's entourage and Mariah Carey's, who wins?
Oh, are you watching Mariah Carey?
Of course I am.
Definitely, definitely Mariah Carey's, because I feel like half of her dancers are solid straight.
I think they might
have had a dick sucked, but I feel like they like vagina. Mm-hmm.
Except the guy that's pretending to be interested in her. I think he's like a Casper.
No, they're a couple now.
I don't believe that.
I believe it.
I do not think he's sexually attracted to her.
She's not with the billionaire anymore. She's with that dancer.
I don't think he is. Did you see the fake photos they did at the beach? I mean, like,
they weren't fake. She hired someone to come and take pictures
of her. He is nauseated by her. I don't believe sexually. But this is my issue with you. I feel like you're a very optimistic person. I feel like you believe in people way more
than
me.
First of all, I wasn't happy about Mariah giving up a billionaire. She's an idiot. But you know what? He's not attractive.
He's not.
He's tall. He's big, which is good for her because she's kind of bigger.
Right.
And of course, I love someone that wealthy. But the truth is, she really does have a lot of money. So something must have happened where they turned off each other along the way. But I kind of liked it. I kind of like an aging singer.
She never had sex with that fiance, by the way. They never had sex.
How do you know?
They talked about it at nauseam in the post-nuptial legal fight. She never had sex with him.
Maybe that was the problem.
She was holding off.
Like him.
That's her whole thing. I've only been with three people my whole life. She would not give him sex. That's why
she's only been with three people. The guy, Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola.
Which I loved that aspect of the show that they reminded us that she was like
just for nostalgia. Yes.
And I think she came up with the butterfly theme. And then
Luis Miguel, I think that was her boyfriend. I think she had sex with him. And then she had sex with Nick Cannon. So she was not giving James Packer sex.
She's only had sex with three people and so have I.
That's what she says, yeah. But you know what? Who believes that?
I was supposed
to
meet her when I went to the Mariah Carey show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was like her last night and she wanted to leave. But they hooked us up with the tickets and she did come around and go, hi, and acted like she knew me.
Well, that's nice. Okay.
Wait, you know what I'd like to do? Tell me if I should do this.
Okay.
If and when, and I'm hoping that I'll tape another stand-up special. Maybe I shouldn't kill it here, but who cares? I think I'm going to have Drake and Brandon and Peter carry
you out
on a couch.
No, it has to be a gym mat because that's what she does in rehearsals. It's like an elementary school mat. Please do it with that. But Peter can't wear a shirt. And he has to be like covered in baby oil.
I like her that she gives herself a thigh gap when she lays on that couch because she puts a pillow in between her legs.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
Honestly, it's the way I sleep at night, but it's not so that I can have a thigh gap when I'm doing confessionals.
Well, we always talk about you. It's interesting position she does because, like, the stomach fat situation, you have to really sit in a strange way to not let anybody see that, right?
Yeah. What do you think about the dancers pissed that they had to go on the bus with the 5-year-old?
I would be pissed, too. I think Stella is a horrible manager. She should have worked that out ahead of time.
I had lunch with Stella about 2 years ago.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Why is
we
this,
went to
why
the
am
place,
I just learning about this now?
We went to what's the place? Oh, you wouldn't know. It's right near Universal. It's in Toluca Lake. Oh, everybody goes there anyway.
Applebee's?
No, it was nice. It was nice. And she had like the nails before anyone. This was about two and a half years ago.
Like the talons.
She had the sharp nails with all of the stuff on it. And I hadn't really seen that before. So I was pretty mesmerized by that. She's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, she's produced a lot and stuff. But she was not, definitely not managing Mariah Carey at that time. And we more talked about... she's a stepmother, so I was talking about my stepdaughter, and then she was, you know, like, we should write a show together. And then it was one of those meetings in Hollywood that you meet, and then no one really does a follow-up. It's like, it was a good meeting. I had, like, a totally interesting conversation, but because I think I was just finishing Chelsea late, there might have been, like, 4 months left of Chelsea.
Yeah.
And so that's how I met her through this other producer that knew her, and she came by. So I got to talk to my friend who introduced us because I don't know how she ended up in that position because I can't.
And you need to track her down so she can come on your show, Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald, because that would be a great
interview. Where she lives.
Show up.
She lives in the valley. She doesn't live far from
me. Okay, this is what you do. You get Drake and Brandon, you go over and do Christmas carols in front of her house. Make them dress up in prairie outfits or bonnets. Make them wear bonnets.
You know what? We used to do Christmas carols.
I know.
Now I feel like people would be like all pissed and offended, especially if you use like Jesus in it, you know, or
Oh, absolutely.
Jesus.
Yeah. Or bells or anything. Yeah. I have a question for you. I was thinking about this on the car ride.
I did my Christmas card and I was very torn about what to say.
Really?
Yeah, because I said, you know, for a long time I've been like, fuck it. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sending it to you. Yeah. I know you're a Jew. But being a Jew, you totally respect Christmas. You've never bitched. It's not the Jews bitching. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay. But then I was like, has the world changed so much that someone will be offended? And I send it to a lot of people, and I'm always trying to get a job. So I went back and forth between Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas.
So what'd you do?
I denied Jesus Christ. I said Happy Holidays.
All right. Well, you always have next year.
And our card is, well, the card.
Wait, am I getting a card?
Yes.
I felt like after the JonBenet debacle we had, the fight we had on your podcast, that I was off the list. Which, by the way, I was right about JonBenet.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. But I still get a card. Do you think that you should send cards to people that don't send you cards?
Well, every year we go through our list. And it stems from our wedding list, okay? So a lot of people get a card that we have never seen or spoken to.
Since then.
Since the wedding in 16 years. But the part I like the most is when we knock off about three people every year.
Yeah.
And we decide who gets cut.
Right.
We've never talked to these people. We don't we haven't received a card from them in years. Listen, we put out about 170 cards a year and
that's
never get more than like 52.
Not acceptable.
So it's like we are absolutely putting out more.
Yeah.
And we've done great ones, professional photographers.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this last one.
Mm-hmm.
Peter does it all. He does this. He's got the addresses in there. If he died, no one would get a card again.
Okay.
I'd have to hire it would take so long. I don't know how to figure it out. So it's always an issue. It's always an issue with the card. So he's like, do it. Pick the card. Pick the picture. Okay. So I go, okay. So I get a couple because there isn't literally not one with the five of us together, you know? And I go, I want to tell you something, Peter. You don't look very good in this picture. Now, I have never taken a bad picture.
Never. Okay. Not, no.
So, but when people see a family and the wife is stunning, and the husband's looking off to the side. They all go, what a vain bitch. She clearly put the photos together.
I would say
so
that,
So I go,
too.
Peter, like, this isn't good. Like, your hair is too short. The light's coming down. It's like, it's not good. So all of a sudden, I'm driving, and I realize, wait a minute. We took a shit ton of great pictures at Thanksgiving with a real camera. Okay?
Okay.
So I call Peter, and I said, what's the status of the card? He goes, it's in queue. I don't know what that means. So it's en route?
So it's
I didn't know what that meant. So I said, all right, well, could we please just look at these pictures from Thanksgiving? Like, my sister took some and your mom took some. You took some. I know we're going to have better ones. It was, like, beautiful lighting. Everyone had, like, an outfit on.
Yeah.
Like, let's just. And he's like, What part of incute are you? I'm like, all right. So anyway, something happened. The card is fucked, screwed up.
Okay.
So we do have a chance to recreate it.
Okay.
Now that's what he's working on today. It will not, again, be professional photos. It's probably going to be a mix of
some
Thanksgiving's from this.
That's okay,
that
because
we went.
Some of these cards that I'm getting in, it looks like magazine photos,
I love it.
I can't stop laughing because
some of them are hilarious.
Like,
it just bums me out because I'm like, we're spending hundreds of dollars on these cards.
Like, be merry, merriest year of all, and you know that they have a horrible marriage. I just love it. It's like a reality show, actually. By the way, speaking of reality shows, I was thinking about this in the car. If you and I were on the show, The Real Housewives of Southern California,
since you live in the Valley,
because you're in the Valley, I'm in Orange County, and they didn't hire us yet,
talking on Bluetooth to each other.
I don't know who
on
else is on the show, but
we meet in what is that, Palencia?
We meet at the outlets.
Yeah.
So, what do you think we would fight about on the show? What would our arguments be about?
Well, JonBenet was pretty.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
What about Sherry Pippin? What's your
I already told you. I think that someone said that maybe they were dealing with weed, and then the deal went bad. Because
Did you know?
I know what they put the branding. I know the branding.
What? How do you know?
Because I found out in one of the chat rooms. It's MILF. That's what she was branded with. MILF.
No, she was not.
No, yeah, MILF. So that's why your lesbian theory is out the window. It's MILF.
Why? Why wouldn't a lesbian want to fuck a mother I'd like to fuck?
It would just be weird. That's what a man would brand. There's something
That's
else.
That's the most uncreative 10 years ago saying I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, what do you think these people are, they're up, keep it up on the trends? What are the current kidnapping and branding trends?
How about, OPP? You know me. And remember when you found out that was other people's pussy?
And then you're horrified. Yeah.
Yeah, because you were like cheering it.
So our arguments on the show would be about true crime cases.
Yeah, because
that's true.
Want to constantly believe that there
people are awful. Yes.
No, and that there aren't really awful people that take innocent people off the street because they are blonde and attractive.
I don't
that
believe it.
That is your reason for being kidnapped, is because you're small and you're blonde and you're attractive.
Mm-mm.
People want to believe, no, you're small and blonde and attractive, but you fucked up a weed deal for your husband.
But I do think that the husband is a little suspect. He likes the TV a little bit too much, talked a little too much. He didn't listen
to
police.
He had to say it. He was crying. He's adorable. He loved her since the seventh grade.
I feel like this is all going to come out in the wash. It will. And then yet again, I'm going to say,
okay, what about What about the story
MILF.
About another attractive couple that everybody attacked? All these unattractive people on Facebook don't want to believe that attractive people with good lives can be victims. Okay, this girl and her boyfriend were in his room, having his apartment.
Uh-huh.
Some guy came in with a night vision thing and a hazmat suit and kidnapped the girl. And she was gone for like a week and a half.
What are the names of these people?
I don't know, but everybody thought, it's been 48-hour mystery, I'd seen it. Everyone thought they're making it up. Because then she showed up on a block away from her house about a week later.
Okay.
Turned out the guy that took her was a freak. He was one of those people that's like, I just want to see if I can kidnap someone.
Uh-huh.
And they found all the evidence. He took her to like a cabin.
Okay.
He kept her in a room.
Did he kill the boyfriend?
No. So they thought the boyfriend was lying. They thought that then when she came back that the two of them were in on it. Because again, they wanted fame or a book or reality
show.
But
do you understand
how
small...
The guy really was an awful person that did this awful thing.
Chances that are very, very small.
Well, it is.
In most cases, it's... There's someone involved with it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Heather, for coming and screaming at me like you always do with true crime cases.
I just think you have a small black hole
well,
of a
true.
Heart.
I do. That's true. Yeah.
It's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you, girl. Bye.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way that you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and they pass the savings on to us. So I just got a 100% organic cotton tiered maxi skirt in red and a chiffon pleated midi skirt in soft pink. Now I'm going to wear both of them with either a white scoop t-shirt or a black tank top. In fact, wait, should we all get the same outfit and meet for drinks? Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/KKC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/KKC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/KKC.
Here I have with me Chad and Maura. Maura, you remember, was my roommate in college, is one of my closest friends. She's the one who speaks with a thick Boston accent. Maura, say hi.
Hello.
She's wicked smart.
She married Chad, and Chad works on the Hill. As I've explained to everybody, this is like my DC episode because my other guest, Kirsten, went to Trinity and lives in Potomac. And I, Maura, I also told them the story about how I was a White House intern and you used to call me out sick all the time.
Yeah, call you out sick, come up with a new excuse every day.
Do you remember the name of my boss?
Was it Dag or Dax or?
It was Dag. Something. It was Dag Vega. And I have asked people to track him down to see if he remembers me. He probably remembers you.
Remember me, I know.
Dag, it's so Maura. Funny. Listen, I swear to God, she can't lift a head off the pillow. So I called you on you guys to help me with something, and that was for Chad to watch my most favorite episode of Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 7, Episode 14, which was the Puppy Princess Party episode. So the first thing I want to ask you, Chad, is, did you want to slam your head against a wall, or were you laughing the entire time?
I'm going to have to say that I don't know what was more frustrating, watching the episode itself or not being able to fast forward through the commercials, because I was streaming it, right, and it was driving me insane. I believe I lost a few IQ points probably watching this episode. Yeah, it was interesting.
All right. So since you don't watch the show, I'm going to give you a little bit of background as we go through the episode. So the first thing I want to point out is that going into this episode, Alexis wanted to pursue an acting career, and she went to her husband, Jim, who sells pool tables, and said to him, I would like to get an acting coach. And he said, how is that going to fit into you being a wife? That's a problem for me, because they have three children. Also going into the episode, Vicky's daughter eloped, and Tamara was considering getting her tattoo of her ex-husband's name removed from her finger. So that's what we were walking into. Jim, by the way, who's married to Alexis, is a male chauvinist guy, and she seems to have three brain cells. So that's just to give you a little bit. But I think that you kind of understood that probably 5 minutes into the episode, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I got that much.
So Alexis is planning a puppy princess theme party because her daughters, who are 4-year-old twins, enjoy princesses and puppies. Something that you may not have known, Chad, is that every single season that this woman appeared on the show, she had a different house and a different car. So they were portraying themselves as this wealthy couple, but they never had the same house or the same car. So it was a little suspect anyway. And watching this episode was quite enjoyable because it aired a couple years ago, and it alarmed me how much some of them had different faces. Like, they've definitely done some tune-ups, and the horrendous clothing choices, especially when juxtaposition with a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So they're in Orange County where I live, and they want so badly to portray themselves as rich. And they're like, Alexis is wearing like a tie-dye dress and flip-flops. So she's going into the party. She's hired a staff to organize a party, which seems strange to me why you would need a staff. And her husband has offered to dress up as Prince Charming. She's going to be a queen. One of her kids, this boy, is going to be a prince. And she's going to enlist the help of a staff to organize a princess party. What are your immediate feelings about throwing a princess and puppy party for 4-year-old twins?
So I want to start off by saying I would never bash a parent for trying to provide a good time to their children. And if you have the wherewithal to be able to throw a lavish princess puppy party.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Then good. Then good on you.
How do you really feel?
I was kind of perplexed that she, the thing that caught me that was completely off guard was that she was trying to get her kids to look like terrible beauty pageant participants.
Oh yes.
You know, more makeup, more lipstick, just beyond me. If her husband was trying to dress up as Prince Charming, he fell way short. He looked like, I can't even,
I don't know, like he sells pool tables.
I mean, below that, though, it's like he sells pool tables somewhere in South Philly and he has to wear that costume in order to, like, make his quota.
Right.
I don't know.
He a fun fact for you is that they have gone on to start a trampoline park, an indoor trampoline park. Does that surprise you?
I guess not. I mean, given what was going on during this episode, it's just out of control.
Another fun fact about this couple, just as an aside, is that they had done scenes where they were at their church. Their church is like one of these free churches. And the minister, pastor of this church was known to take a private jet from Florida every weekend to fly out to do the service in Orange County and then immediately fly back. So these are the kind of people we're dealing with.
I got it.
Yeah. Okay. So the extreme one, the puppy party. How do you feel as a parent about bringing your daughters to a party where they have puppies that they can hold and then they tell the kids at the party, by the way, kids, if you want to take one of these dogs, you can adopt them today because otherwise they're going to go back and be assassinated because no one wants them.
Goats. Yeah. I mean, they showed the shot of the two women looking at each other like they were going to murder someone.
Right.
That's probably how I would feel. Go ahead, kids, hit your parents up. Okay, thanks.
Okay, another part of this episode that I enjoyed was before that the daughters were brought down the stairs and announced, as one would do at a princess party, Alexis, the mother, who has recently been spray tanned, goes into a monologue about how the day was really a celebration of the fact that she didn't die when the twins were born. They were born at 34 weeks, which is like, I think, pretty standard for twins. And she had such, like, all this loss of blood and she was on Demerol. And the monologue was astounding to me. Really quite astounding. And while this is going on, there are dogs shitting and pissing all over the floor.
Yeah, I felt like she may have warranted a medal for, you know, this just labor intensive, grueling, near death experience that she miraculously pulled through. Okay, and then had the two kids.
Chad, cut the shit. You work on the Hill. You go to a party and some mom stands up and gives some speech about how she almost died giving birth to the twins. What do you like? Are you like, Mara, why'd you bring me to this asshole's party? And why are our daughters friends with these kids? Because God knows what they're going to end up.
I'm pretty sure both of us would have looked at each other and said, we're out of here.
We're
this
out.
Is fucking.
Well, especially because
I wouldn't have been at the party to begin with because I can't stand anybody.
Well, then at the end of the party, then they have some stupid princess carriage pull up to the house with horses. Like in the middle of suburbia, they get some horse and a carriage and stick the kids all in a carriage and drive around the neighborhood in their dumb outfits. How many times have you gone to a party with a carriage?
No, zero.
Well, maybe you.
It was very reminiscent of gotcha. The gypsy people on TLC.
Oh yeah, totally. Same thing.
Can we not get drug into some the next show? I just want to talk about the show. I don't want my DVR to be crowded by any other shows.
Oh, come on.
Okay, here's my other question. In the episode,
they featured another couple, Gretchen and Slade. Gretchen is the one with the blonde hair and all the makeup, and her boyfriend, his name's Slade, he used to have a lot of money, and then he lost it all with the burst of the bubble, the real estate bubble. And now he has three marbles, and he's got Heather, who's the richest of all the housewives, come and meet him at a low rent Zales in town to look at engagement rings. And he's asking for advice from her on what to get. And he has the balls to say to the jewelry store owner, is it possible that we can get like a copy ring? You know, like a make-believe stone. And then if at some time I have enough money to buy one of these rings, you know, we could do like a real version of it. Do you think that the jewelry store owner was pissed?
Yes. I'd have to say that my opinion was that he was super pissed, because at first he offered him $250,000 ring. He said, if she's looking for something, this is perfect. How much is it? $250,000. I believe Slade probably dropped a blue turd at that point and was like, ooh.
Now, Heather kind of a jerk too, because she was supposed to do intel on the ring, and she has the balls to say to Slade, oh, you know what she really wants is a canary yellow diamond. Like, she's no Heidi Klum. Like, they don't have a lot of dough here.
So before you start cackling around this cauldron, the two of you here, this dummy should have been smart enough to back out of that conversation and be like, oh, that's very nice. You know what? I'll take these under consideration. I mean, you don't, especially he's on camera and she's purportedly one of her friends. So you don't say, hey, can we get cut glass put in this thing? I'll come back.
He's
maybe.
Like, can I just have a trinket here? What you need to know about this couple, too, is for 1 year for her birthday, he had a Rolls Royce pull up and said, this is your new car. But it turned out it was a leased car. And he had, I think, forged her signature, maybe. I don't know. It basically was like, this is your new gift. And by the way, you have to pay the lease every month.
Why did you just blow my Christmas idea tomorrow? Thanks a lot, Kate.
And so they're notorious for these dumb things. And they also got engaged on the top of a hotel. And he wrote, she wrote a song for him, because he can't propose to her because he doesn't have any money to buy a ring. So she made up a pop song for him and played it on the radio show that he had for 2 weeks. And then, so they had an engagement party on the top of a building, and no one else was invited to it because everyone hates them. So, yeah, this couple's awful. So
he's a deadbeat dad, too.
Yes, he was a deadbeat dad. So while he was not paying his bills for his other kids, he was in a jewelry store in Newport Beach asking if he could have, like, a ring without a real stone in it.
When one of the kids has, like, brain cancer or something.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then...
You guys love... The internet.
No, this is true. This is real life.
This is real life or Facebook life?
This is real life. Okay. And then there's the last couple is, oh, by the way, Alexis's kids' names are Melania and McKenna. Do you think Melania Trump is happy that these children were named after, this child was named after her?
After this episode, probably, because of the amount of makeup.
Oh, that's just, yeah.
She looks just like me.
And then, so this other couple is Vicky. Vicky's upset that her daughter just got just eloped, and the daughter hates Vicky's new boyfriend, which you don't know because you don't watch reality TV and you tune Maura out half the time, is that Vicky's boyfriend at the time, they've since broken up, he went on to lie about having cancer. So he was a spectacular human being. So that was the argument that Vicky's daughter was having with her is, I understand your concern that I just eloped to someone you sort of know well, but the guy that you're dating is a piece of crap and is basically taking you for a ride. Like, I think he lived in one of the rooms in her house and she got him a car, and I think he just sat around all day. I don't think he had a real job. He would just like eat from the fridge and watch TV all day. So it was fun to look back at that that love story in the beginning.
She reminded me of a crazy cat lady, like,
well, yeah, she is.
She's not grounded in reality, and She's talking to her cats.
She's insane. She has no cats, but she's insane. She's that type of crazy.
It's funny you said cat lady because she has since totally changed her face.
Yeah, she at one point looked like the crazy cat lady, but then had it fixed.
So it was, Maura, don't you think it was weird to look at her? Because she looks like a completely different person.
It's really funny to watch old episodes because so many of them have different faces now.
I even felt like Heather had a little bit of a different face.
Yeah, she's full of shit, that one. She's had stuff done.
It just didn't seem as tight. Her face wasn't as tight.
Right.
First of all, all of them need to eat a Happy Meal. Everybody's way too skinny. Secondly, since I don't watch the show, I don't know, but Heather seemed to be the most grounded and normal of the crew. And
there's always one every season that reels you in. You're like, all right, I can stand behind her. And then,
well, it's funny that you say that because after since this episode has aired, Heather now will post pictures on her Instagram of the chateau she's building and talk about the champagne cellar that they're building and how the floors are made out of 14 karat gold. So times have changed.
And her embryos are encased in a stained glass window.
In the home.
In the home.
With now, gold trim.
How many people do you know, since we're all from the East Coast, we know people who come from a ton of money, correct?
Yes.
Do they ever talk about the how big their house is?
No.
Never. And
that's my experience. Unless they're a super bagadouche. Then they do.
But where we're from, no one would ever talk about, you know, the stuff they have. So she's actually from New York originally. So I feel like she left our people. I'm like, I don't know what happened to you. We can't take ownership of you anymore. We lost her. I feel like she flew to LA and then we lost her. We can't get her back.
So let me ask you this. The husband seemed, the surgeon seemed halfway normal. Is he normal?
It's funny you say that. Okay, so that office that they were in is about a quarter of a mile from my house. I see them all the time at the coffee shop down the street. He's very funny in person and very normal. And she actually in person is very normal. So it's strange to me on the show how she, well, at least in the more recent episodes, brags about how much she has, because that's not the person that I see out in town. But yeah, he's very funny and self-deprecating and cool.
Yeah, I mean, he just seemed like a normal husband, you know, at the end there, he making some comment that he thought was funny. And then she got all quiet. And he's like, don't hang up.
Yeah, their relationship is very much like he thinks he's hilarious and she does not find him enjoyable at all. In fact, it's like my own marriage because I think I'm really funny and my husband thinks I'm annoying. Like, he does not laugh at me at all. So I watch that and I totally relate to that storyline. She's always annoyed by him. Always. She also complains on the show now about how he's never there for his kids because he's so busy. So I don't know what's going to end up with those two.
He has his own reality show now.
Also, something that we forgot to cover. Why does Alexis have an assistant? Do you remember they noted that? The mom who had the puppy princess party. Why did she have an assistant?
Because obviously she's too busy to do what she's supposed to do.
She's busy focusing on her acting / dressmaking / broadcasting career that none of which ever took off.
Oh, Chad, I forgot to tell you. She was also an emerging designer. But she didn't actually design the dresses. She had a woman named Taj come to her house. She actually sketched them. And they were like dresses that would have only like one sleeve on them. And it was called Alexis Couture.
If like Fredericks of Hollywood would have picked it up.
Oh, absolutely. And I would like to know what happened to Taj. In fact, I'd like to get her on my podcast. I feel like she's in a cage somewhere. She's in a storage unit in like New Mexico right now.
Well, yeah, or in the back of Johnny Pujols' shop.
Jimbo's Pujols. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, he's probably. Yeah, that's a good point. I want to thank you for watching this show. I know that this is not what you typically do when you have time off. I want to thank you for protecting our country and for your service as the husband of Maura, who, which is probably a job in itself.
No comment. None at all right now.
All right.
Not in the presence.
Listen, lovers, go back to drinking wine and making out in front of the TV while your kids tear down the walls or the pictures off the walls.
I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
I would like to repeat this experience, but I get to pick the show this time.
Oh, absolutely. Totally.
Are you ready?
What's the show?
The show is on Destination America.
Oh my God, I can't. I'm dying right now. Okay. What is it?
And it's called Mountain Monsters. I don't care what episode you pick, but we're going to do this again. I think it'll hit a new demographic for you. It'll increase your podcast, your range.
All right. Well, I'm going to watch it and we're going to talk about it next week. Mountain Monsters. Okay.
It includes things like the Wampus, whatever that is.
Okay.
And the Grass Man. And there's a couple other different ones in there. You take your pick.
Do I need to wear camouflage while I wear it or while I watch it?
It's recommended just so the animal doesn't see.
Do I need a gun?
Well, preferably a long shotgun. Okay. Double barrel actually work. And then you need a small bottle of deer urine to mask your scent from the television.
Okay. That shouldn't be a problem. All right. Next week, you're on. I'm watching Mountain Monster.
Challenge accepted.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks for the good work.
All right, guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. If you're looking for new style inspiration, Saks.com is the place to go. Saks.com is making it easy for me to shop for the spring with their selection of chic clothes and accessories. Right now, I'm looking at Saks.com so I can find my new going out vibe. I'm looking for a breezy Zimmerman dress for an evening cocktail party. And for my upcoming conference in Los Angeles, I'm looking at bright Chloe blazers because I'm pushing myself to wear more orange and pink. Saks.com will inspire you to shop for everything on your agenda. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
On the phone right now, I have Kirsten from D.C., who is a graduate of my college, Trinity College, Washington, D.C.
What?
I know. So fun. And she's also a comic. And if you guys are in the D.C. area, go watch her, Kirsten Isles. She's hilarious. I mean, beyond funny. In fact, she actually lives in Potomac, and she made a hilarious video that I'm going to repost where she shows you what it's really like to live in Potomac. Which, by the way, I've got a question for you about that.
Go right ahead.
Do most people, what is the kitchen situation in Potomac? Because when that show aired, people were horrified to see the kitchens of Potomac.
Kitchens are important in Potomac. I mean, they're a big showcase. Everyone literally was horrified at the kitchens because they were very, very dated. It is a thing for sure. I'm actually having my kitchen renovated right now. It's a thing. It's a big thing in Potomac.
So you guys were as horrified as we were.
Oh God. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
I would especially be Karen's too. Just really bad. And she was the woman who bragged about how she married the black Bill Gates.
Yes.
Have you ever seen any of the women before?
I see Charisse at my son's school, but the other women were completely foreign to me, and I have not. I saw, who's the one married to the basketball player? Why not Karen.
Robin Dixon?
Robin. I saw Robin at the club the night I came to see you in D.C.
Funny you mention that.
For the show afterwards.
No, she came to ours, but she was late. So she came to me afterwards and said, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you guys start on time.
Yeah, this is DC. People start on time.
I'm like, what are you talking about? But she was very nice, but did not see any of my set because she was late.
I love how she acts like she's living in Argentina.
And also when I walked outside with her and there was a long line to see the show after us. And it was as if people saw Princess Diana. I mean, people lost their minds. They're like, girl, is that you? And she stood there and kind of waved to people as if she was a member of royalty.
Like with the cupped hand and the rotating wrist?
She was basking in it. She enjoyed it. Yeah.
We don't have a lot of celebrity here. I saw John Boehner on Saturday Night Downtown, and I was totally jazzed by the fact.
Was he crying?
No, he was smoking.
Oh, well, you know, he's had a stressful life.
So he was pretty cool. Very tan, though. Very tan.
Always tan. Yeah, it is funny when you live in D.C. how you get so much more wound up about politicians.
Absolutely. It's because it's our daily news. It's our daily life.
Okay, so another thing about Potomac. Do you guys give out etiquette books?
No.
You did not. That was foreign to you. You didn't understand that.
That Karen has to run with a very different crowd. There's no etiquette books.
And then would you ever go on a girl's trip with someone's husband who may or may not be gay?
Yes.
I would too. They were very upset that a man came on the trip.
Yeah, I know. I know that's not a lot of that show is not reflective of our experience. There are a lot of fun husbands who the women are loving having around here. I can't imagine, at least in my circle, anyone having any trouble with somebody's fun, loving husband coming along or their husband's having a problem with that.
Yeah, I have to say, I have really cool girlfriends with cool husbands. I can't think of anyone I don't like. None of the husbands that I don't like. I really do like every husband. So that's weird. Okay, so I wanted to ask you about the show Arranged, which someone suggested I watch. I watched 2 episodes of season 2, and it's interesting. So the show basically shadows 3 couples that have been set up, but it doesn't, at least for the episodes that I watched, there was an Orthodox Jewish couple, an Indian couple, and then a Christian couple. But I don't think that you could really compare the couples, because the Christian couple, it just sounded like the groom's brother said to him, you know who you should marry? You should marry this girl from church. And therefore, it's an arranged marriage. I don't really think that counts. I don't know. What would you say?
No, none of them are arranged in like the classic sense of arranged. And, you know, I have friends whose like parents were like literally arranged. Like it's more, I mean, arranged should be more like married by mom and dad. Like married by mom and dad is actually like an arranged marriage.
Right.
This is just like maybe you kind of knew each other and thought it would be a good idea.
Well, the Indian couple, they're real estate agents together in Orange County. And then he's her boss. And he just said, you know, we should get married. And she said, all right, well, that sounds cool. Go talk to my parents. It's weird. Like that doesn't, I mean, that's her boss. It's weird. Like, can you imagine your boss saying, listen, we should get hitched? Be like, screw off, weirdo.
I know. And then he still like acts like her boss after they got married. Like, where's my dinner? I don't want you going out. Totally just managing her like her father.
What a sad state of affairs. And then so the Jewish couple, she's 21, he's 23, they're Orthodox. She has converted. I guess she was Reform and then she became more religious. And I'm assuming he was born in an Orthodox home, maybe? He is a real dick, that kid. He's a kid. I mean, he deserves to get punched in the face.
Yes. I liked him initially. I thought they were kind of adorable. But then as it went on, just like every episode of The Bachelor, like I start out thinking he's great and then I get to know him better. And I think he's a loser by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Same thing. I wanted to like punch him in the throat. And she was always the one making all the compromises.
Always. So first thing she needs to do is she's got to buy a wig because she has to cover her hair. And that
looks exactly like her original hair.
So what's the point?
Like buying a disguise of yourself, like a mask of your face.
Oh, my God. And the woman, she kept mulling the decision for the wig. I don't know if I want to do it. And the lady who owns the wig store is like, shit or get off the pot. I got to make a couple bucks. Buy the goddamn wig and get the fuck out of here. Right.
And they're like expensive. Those like,
oh, they are.
Nice,
yeah.
Wig. they can't afford, like, they have a Sentra that breaks down in the middle of, like, Brooklyn, but they can't, but they can drop $2,000 on a wig.
Also, speaking of the car, they're not allowed to be together alone anywhere. So the only time that they have alone time is in the car. So they have dates in the car. So they'll drive up to someone's random house because it has good Wi-Fi and they'll watch a movie on the dashboard. Could their lives be more depressing?
It's so romantic, isn't it? It's like my husband would be out there with like a flashlight. Like, what are you doing?
So gross. I know. I'd call the police. Like, what are you guys doing? And then she's becoming Orthodox, but she's done no research on it because she didn't know that they weren't allowed to dance at the wedding.
No idea. Like, she's the equivalent of that girl on 90 Day Fiancé who went to Morocco.
Yes.
And didn't know, like, you couldn't eat pork and make out on the street.
Right. Exactly. Okay. What about the fact that, oh, her poor friends, by the way, they're like, what are you doing? Why are you marrying this weirdo? He's not attractive and he's a real asshole. I mean, he wants to live in a town that's like an hour away, even though she's got a full course load, because he can be surrounded by his friends. I mean, he's just, imagine that guy at 50.
Right. And if he was like hot, you would go, okay, well, you know, like, you're bringing something to the table. Yeah. He has no money. He's got the build of like a plucked chicken. But he's walking around like he's Channing Tatum.
Oh, that's so true. And then
she's looking for something. Like, when you hear her whole family mm-hmm. story, she's just trying to fix something. And you know how this is going to end up.
Well, she can't get out of it, right?
Well, she can if she wants. I don't know. Do we have to go get her in like a van?
Maybe. I think we do. So this is why sometimes I hate reality shows, because now I'm worried about her. Okay, so then there's this other couple. They're the Christian couple where the brother said, hey, you should marry that girl from church. She apparently was a pageant girl, which I don't understand. So she is a woman who likes finer things, but by finer things, they mean like Kathy Jean heels. I mean, by no means is this woman rich. So she's married into this family, and the mother-in-law looks down at her family because they think that they're white trash, which, by the way, is probably a reasonable assessment. The mother-in-law's name is Melba, and she wears lots of makeup and she's real judgy, which, you know, that doesn't sound so bad. I mean, she has a reason to be judgy because the girl is a hot mess. However, her son lives in a camper. So maybe she should have dialed back some of the judgment. And that's the other thing. She was surprised she was going to have to move into the camper. It was like the day after the wedding and they're laying in their marital hotel room. And they're making a decision about like where they're going to live. They never talked about that beforehand.
No. I mean, I think that the most interesting thing about reality TV is that it has shown me that there's this whole contingent of people who have like no sense of their actual value. And like they all think they're better than they are. I spend hours hating myself and like picking myself apart. And then I see these people carrying around like she's, you know, the Queen of Sheba.
Right.
Going, David, I can't do that. David, what do you think you're talking about? I'm going to be a flight attendant. And I don't know. I want a piece of that. Like, I want to get into the world where mm-hmm. I can just live with that level of delusion.
I know. Speaking of delusion, Sister Wives is a real joy. Now, I went ahead. There are two sisters on Sister Wives who are getting married this season. One is Maddie, who seems somewhat normal given the circumstances of her childhood. She is marrying a guy who seems to be completely in love with her. And
she's like a Paralympian, like despite the fact that she doesn't have a leg, she runs really fast.
Right. And she's marrying this guy who is like sort of a relative to her father, which is creepy in itself. He's like the brother-in-law of his brother, something like that. They seem very happy. He's a man of the mountain. He likes the bridesmaids' dresses. He would have been totally happy if they were in camouflage. The groomsman cake was like an elk cake. I mean, but they are so happy together. So I looked up their wedding registry. All reasonable things. I mean, it's like cutlery. I just thought completely reasonable. Did you look up McKelty's?
I did not.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't know how to spell McKelty.
Okay. All right. While we're talking, you're going to pull it up. M-Y-K-E-L-T-I, as one would spell McKelty. Her husband-to-be is Antonio Padron or something. So
it basically looks, as someone online said, he looks like the Cowardly Lion, which is literally the most apt description I've ever seen. I wish I could attribute that properly to someone.
I say that he has whiskers.
I thought he had a chia chin.
Well, we know from the show that they like camping. So here's some of the items on their registry. Also, they're not, I don't think they're going to be fundamentalist Mormons, right? I think he doesn't, I don't think he's really into it. They're Mormons, but he's not into, he doesn't want to be fundamentalist. So
she can never be a part of his church, though.
Yeah. I think she can, because I think Maddie can. I think they gave Maddie the okay. So she just like gives it a little time. I think the Mormons will come around to her, especially.
Is there like a Mormon Pope that does that? Or is it Mitt Romney? Does he do that?
I'm not sure. However, I think that Antonio is not down with the sister wives. Or at least he isn't now, but he's like 23. That could change. Because I think that happened to Cody. He had a decision later in life. Again, he does not represent the Mormon church. He is a fundamentalist Mormon. So he believes that he makes his own rules. Two very different groups of people. I must make that clear, because there are Mormon listeners and they really enjoy the fact that I point that out, because it makes them crazy when people think all Mormons are polygamous, which they're not. Okay. So on their wedding registry, the thing that made me laugh so hard is they put at least 7 board games on there.
I was just going to say that, like Stratego,
Risk, Axis and Allies, Scrabble. So that's what they do at night.
Bananagrams.
It's like, what? Interesting. That's what you want people to get. I mean, one of your guests should just buy all of the board games. One of your guests just bought you one board game, they should not be your friend. That's ridiculous.
Well, and they said on the show that they were going to have 400 people, right?
I think so.
That's a lot of stuff, like, still on the registry.
Okay, another thing. A hammock that's made out of parachute material.
Who doesn't need that? Come on, Kate. Don't be elitist.
An instant canopy with a sun wall. A freezer, one of those enormous freezers that one would put in their basement or their garage for, like, a dead body. An air mattress. There are at least 6 vacuums of varying sizes, like a Dyson and then like a couple different size dustbusters. What are they vacuuming up? Well, we know that they're not vacuuming up cocaine, but what are they vacuuming up? That's weird. The happily ever after sign. It's like a kitschy. I feel like this family loves the artistic signs, you know, like the painted sign that you get at a craft fair.
That's like a thing now. Or the letters you put on your wall, the like removable letters you buy them.
Oh, yeah.
At Home Goods.
By the way, some of the board games are Big Bang Theory. They have Big Bang Theory, Monopoly, and Clue, which I didn't know they make, but.
So maybe intellectually they're a little bit deeper than we expected. I mean, Clue is, you've got to figure out who did it.
True.
Big Bang Theory is mathy, right?
They have a Game of Thrones box set of books, which is, I hope for them that they enjoy reading. That's great. They have poker chips, which surprised me. I didn't see them as like a poker playing couple, but I guess they are. Oh, this was the best item on it. I got to say, if I got married again, I would put this on. This is a real steal. A $10 mosquito zapper.
Who doesn't enjoy a Saturday night on the patio listening to the gentle zapping of mosquitoes?
Amazing. I guess that goes with their double sleeping bag. I guess they do a lot of camping. What are your feelings about Cody? Do you think he is, give me your assessment of how he feels about McKelty getting married.
Oh God, Cody. I mentioned this to you before, like I generally disagree with everything about him, starting with his hair and his compression gear with jeans and flip flops that he likes to wear. But like sometimes then he'll say something like when he's talking about, you know, before you get married, you need a solid foundation. Of course, to you and I, that means like 3 years dating, 2 years dating. Damn. To him, it's like 6 months or something. So sometimes I agree with him, which is upsetting. Like it's like when you have like sexy feelings for a priest, you're like, oh, this is so wrong. But I love that he thinks he's this like he's like the Donald Trump of their family. Like, I'm going to negotiate this. Meanwhile, that little rat totally tried to like acted like she tricked them into paying for the honeymoon. But she said, like, here's my condition. I really thought she was going to say we can start having sex in August. Like, that's what I would have said.
You would think, I just don't understand why they don't just have sex, get it over with. It's just so, what's the big deal?
I think maybe they did. Did you see how much she was putting her hand on his thigh?
Oh, God.
When they were in their little confessional moment. I think that horse could be out of the barn or in the barn or I don't know. I don't really get that analogy.
Wow. Maybe.
But I think he'll be glad to unload another child. I mean, he's got 18 children. I mean, there's babies crawling all over that place.
I just think it's weird how they all they all look different yet similar. It's like I feel like I'm looking at a collection of aliens.
Yes. Or like, you know, the clones were like.
Yes. Different.
Like what was that movie with them? Oh, I'm old now where they kept Multiplicity.
Oh, right.
Where they kept copying and each copy was like slightly different. But like, I feel bad for the middle kids. You know, they have the little middle kids on and you don't know who they are.
No, no idea.
They're like the extras in the school play where, you know, they made like, okay, the rest of you can be fairies. Right. And so like they're in the program, but nobody cares.
No one cares. No one cares.
It's just that little truly. I know like the two top ones and then the truly. That's it.
She gets on my nerves too, truly. I don't know. She gets on my nerves. I'm like, just pipe down. Shut up, truly. God. She's annoying.
I love that you're an old Englishman. Pipe down.
I'm just like, shut up. Yeah. And I like Christine better this season. I feel like she's a little bit more reasonable. I always hate Robin. I find her so annoying. And I worry about Mary. I want her to find a lover who can pleasure her in the way she deserves to be pleasured.
Well, she tried.
I know. I would like to see her online profile. That's a doozy.
Well, do you know what's amazing, though? I was thinking about this the other night. They're like the only reality TV show people who like still get their hair cut at Penny's.
Oh, right.
Their makeup at CVS. Like everyone else, yes. Like if you watch The Housewives through the, you know, the progression, like they start out kind of like self-done and then, you know, they get shinier and shinier and more professional. These gals are still doing their own hair and makeup.
Yes.
And I think maybe that should be applauded.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I want to do something with her hair and that bronzer. And I just like, I want to help her.
Well, I'm, as you know, I don't enjoy the tank top over the long t-shirt.
Come on. Come on. It hides the arm flap.
That's true. You know what? That's a good point. Listen, I adore you and I want to thank you for coming on.
Anytime.
I will be bothering you again.
You will. You're never a bother. Always call me.
All right. Tell everybody how they can find you.
You can find me at Misadventures of a Misanthropic Housewife at blogspot.com or search Misadventures of a Misanthropic Housewife on Facebook.
Awesome. Thank you.
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes that you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, and even on the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
I want to thank my guests this week, Kirsten, Chad, and the hilarious Heather McDonald. I want to remind you that you can find my website at www.loveandknuckles.com. Now, this week, I'm going to be watching a bunch of shows, and I'm going to be live tweeting. For example, I'm going to be watching Mariah's World, Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Any of these shows, I'd love to hear your feedback, so write back and forth with me on Twitter. In fact, I'm always looking for new guests for segments, so send a video and tag me or let me know on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at @KateCaseyCA. You should check it out this week because I did an imitation of Beyonce. You can find me on Snapchat at Love and Knuckles, and I hope you have a great week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.